It is Mind Food Radio. The article is called Fresh Thinking for Future Success. And I welcome to the show Dean of Massey Business School, Professor Ted Zorn. Hello, Ted.
Hi, Nikki. Good to talk to you.
Really interesting article. Honestly, the pressure on you guys there at university is amazing. First up, what are the challenges facing students today, Ted, that they didn't even have to deal with, say, 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, the obvious challenge is just how the workplace is changing and preparing for that changing workplace. So I think that as automation and globalization changes the workplace, it's not as easy to say, I think I'll be an accountant, especially when you hear all the talk about jobs like accounting being you changed dramatically, and some people will say even reduced in terms of their need. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is a subtle one in that they are, because they have grown up in a very digital environment, walking into a classroom with, 300 students in a lecture theater and being talked to is, frankly, doesn't work for them because their attention span is not equipped to deal with that. So that then, of course, creates a challenge for us in terms of how we work with students like that.
Absolutely. Now, how difficult is it, Ted, to continually keep up with technology? Because it's changing at a rapid pace.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is difficult. And, universities, public universities, as we have in New Zealand, are not flush with cash to buy the latest technologies. So, we have to be creative. We have to look to partners, for example. Just been having some conversations with one of the big telcos in the last couple of days about how, they can work with us to help. So it is difficult, but our task is not just to keep up with technology. I mean, our task, we have to keep focused on how we can use that technology to create a positive learning experience, and a learning experience that will be meaningful and useful for our students. So we don't always have to have the latest technology, but we have to keep up enough so that we can use the technology that is available to create those kinds of great learning experiences.
So with regard to technology, Ted, how's that changed distance learning for students that, that might not be on campus? Has that had an impact at Massey?
Oh, it's had a massive impact. I mean, Massey's been doing distance learning for more than 50 years. And, in the old days, distance learning was really sort of the correspondence school model. All your assignments and readings and everything else were done through the post. So now students log on to a learning platform, and more they're having interactive real-time experiences as well as recorded experiences. So we've had to not only incorporate the available technology, but also recognize that the distance learning experience, while it's still a little clunky in some places because of the limitations of bandwidth and so on, is going to become richer and richer as time goes on. And so while some people might not be keen to engage in distance learning because they've had video conferences and those sorts of things and seen the challenges of the slight delays and so on, we realize that's going to become a richer and richer experience and more seamless experience, so that we have to constantly look to upgrade the experience that students receive in distance learning.
So what's the best advice that you can give graduating students as they head into the job market, Ted?
Well, I would say two things. One is to what we really try to focus on in our new Bachelor of Business Studies, for example, is to make sure that we create a strong connection to practice for students. And for students, that means taking advantage of that. Get practical experience along with their classroom experience through internships and that sort of thing. And the second thing I would say is realize that any learning experience, whether it's a degree or a diploma or even a postgraduate qualification, is a starting point, that we are in an era where we all have to continuously learn. So I'd say that getting the practical experience while you're learning at university and recognizing that you will have to continuously learn throughout your life is the norm now.
Well, fantastic news too from Massey, because you've got a brand new Bachelor of Business launching next year. I would imagine that has been an immense amount of work to put together, has it?
Oh, it has indeed. We're now really at the end of 2 years where we've been focused specifically on this. There was a long lead up to that and doing a review and so on, but the last 2 years we've been really focused on putting in place the key elements of that new degree.
Oh, look, I think that's fantastic. Congratulations on that. Dean of Massey Business School, Professor Ted Zorn, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.